students with their work. And yeah.
As we can see, 70% of students are not not reading their grade level. And this is not just a small amount of people that are falling through the cracks. It's actually the vast majority, roughly speaking, 2 out of 3 U.S. students. And this is not because students don't know how to read or they don't like reading. It's because when they come across a word they don't understand, they tend to skip it. And skipping too many of these words will lead to them losing the meaning of the story. For millions of households, the language they speak at home and English are two completely separate worlds. But being bilingual is not a disadvantage. It's actually a superpower. And these kids, they have a foundation that takes other people years to perfect. And the only thing that's missing between these two bubbles is a bridge that connects them.
So this is why we're proud to present Bloom. The reason we build Bloom is so that language is never the reason a kid falls behind. Bloom helps bilingual kids understand their English homework one word at a time, building on the language they already know. So here's how it works. Snap and digitize. The kid takes a photo of their worksheet and our OCR reads it and brings it to life on the screen. Tap to translate. The kids tap on the word that they don't know and instantly they see a kid-friendly definition on the screen along with the Chinese translation. And that way they don't ever have to leave the worksheet. Grow a flower. Every word that they look up earns them progress. The flower grows with their efforts and not their grade, because trying counts. The teacher dashboard. All while the student is working on their worksheets, the teacher sees in real time who is getting stuck on what today and not later on. So, our direct competitors. On the digital side, Google Translate pulls them off their worksheet entirely. Practice apps like Duolingo aren't connected to their worksheets and the words that are specifically given to them as their homework. And Google Classroom is, they help teachers organize, but they can't translate words in the moment. And for our indirect competitor on the manual side, a teacher can't translate one-on-one for 25 kids at once. And manual grading misses who is actually confused. And paper packets don't tell you anything until it's too late. So, I'll hand it off.
So, here is our funding ask. We ask for $2,000 from all across the columns that you see over here. We got the privilege to test it out with the after-school program at Hwan U, and we would like to test it out at 2 other Flushing programs, and which includes tutoring centers as well. And what we tested out and what we want to test out is if kids do like a platform where it's gamified and also helps them with their daily work activities like packets, and but at like a better pace where it can also help them with the words. And now I'm going to present to you our demo that we worked on.
Let's take a look at Bloom. We'll start with the teacher side. First steps is to log in as a teacher. This is what a teacher sees the moment they log in. Everything here is live. The second a student finishes a reading, it shows up. Now let's take a look at the classes tab. Here, the teacher can see the different classes that they are enrolled in. Here, we can see the performance of the students. So the students who need support, the students who are on track, as well as an overall completion grade for the class. We have a graph that shows this as well as a list of students that are in the class. Next, let's go to the insights page. We see the different words that they have chosen. This is a common word between all the students. If you click a specific student, we're able to see their specific details. We also have a leaderboard page. The leaderboard page is for the kids. Every completed graded packet earns them points, and the teachers can hand out bonus points for effort and helping out classmates. As a teacher, you can post a packet. Once you click post a packet, you have two options. Either you can scan or you can attach as a file. The scan and convert uses our OCR method. So let's take a look at that. Let's say I want to drag and drop these images of work that I want to give to the students. So let's say we want to call this assignment one. We see that the pictures have been transformed into text. We're able to edit each of these texts if there's any mistakes in the text. We see that the scanned version of some of the worksheets are here. If we click it, we can customize how much of the scan we want. These are multiple choice questions. Overall, there's a lot of customizations that the teacher can do. And once the teacher is happy and is ready to post assignment, they can click post assignment. It'll be on their dashboard right here. Assignment one has been uploaded and the students will be able to see it.
Now on to the student side.
Now let's look over at the student side. A student would only need a username and a password. Once they are logged in, they are able to join a class using a PIN that the teacher side hands it out. After that, the users are greeted with a seed to show their progression with their assignments. Currently, the user is in the root stage. The progression of the flower system is effort-based, so currently this represents the user is in the middle of their assignment. Now let's go on to the homepage. This is the classes tab where a user can toggle between different classes or join a new one. Now let's move on to how the assignments page works. Currently, you can see the user has a 90 in one of his previously graded packets. When you click on it, you are able to see the questions and also the answers that they provided you with, including multiple choice questions and short responses, to name a few. Now let's move on to the student's current assignment. As you can see, they're still in the middle of finishing up the assignment. One thing to note is that once you click the word, they are given the opportunity to look up a word that they don't know. For example, if a student has a hard time understanding what surprising means, they can click on it to get a definition of it and also a translation in their home language. If they still have further hard time understanding what the word means, they can click explain it simply to get a more deeper understanding of what the word means. Now let's hover over to the library page. Over here, all the words that a student selects shows up in this page. As you can see, mittens and surprising has been selected one time. Now let's hover over to my work. Over here, all of their completed assignments from their oldest to their most recent are stored here. And yeah, that's about it.
And yeah, so we already went over the team. I'm the co-founder and the project lead, and
I'm also a co-founder. Also, I work with backend and infrastructure.
Hi, I'm Maitri. I'm also a co-founder, and I worked on the front end.
And thank you. That's it.
Thank you.